Pie. It just fills the cracks of the heart.
Welcome to Kevin James Never Start, a complete retrospective of all Kevin James movies.
Safety never takes a holiday.
Past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney. Still sick somehow.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
You guys, a little bit behind the scenes, we are recording a bunch of these in a row.
Yeah.
Because Marie is leaving for China soon, so we want to get them done.
Yeah.
But it has been, it's been a whole week since
we recorded. I'm still sick as hell.
She's still sick. I tried to give her a week off. Still didn't work. Anyway, this week we look at Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2,
God.
The second in a trilogy of the third film has yet to be made. But we know in like 10 years.
We know people are a-clamoring
yeah.
for it.
Oh, there will be, or maybe a straight-to-DVD, The Son of Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh,
and it'll
Jesus.
Be the malls of the future. So it'll just
God.
Be abandoned.
Abandoned or like... condo or studio apartments.
A
bunch of malls are converting to studio apartments now.
Yeah. Isn't it? Because that's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Not a lot of windows. I'm sure they have to put that in.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, released on April 17th, 2015. Seems like so long ago.
Yeah. It does. It really does.
It hasn't been that long at all. He was also in Grown Ups 2, which we already covered in Adam Sandler, Please Stop. But because we feel like this film is as much a Kevin James film as an Adam Sandler film, we will put it in our rankings right now. Marie,
oh,
I finally printed out the rankings, put them in there, and left some space for you if where to put Grown Ups 2.
I'm going to put it... Man, Grown Ups 2 made me so angry for so many reasons.
Remember that deer...
That, oh
like,
my
ransacks
God.
Everything. Yeah.
The party at the end.
Yeah.
God.
Where the
okay.
deer comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And the
so
deer
many...
pees on Adam in the beginning.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's second to last.
Wow.
Just above Grilled.
Just above Grilled. Even Grilled can't beat Grown Ups 2. That's when you know you've made a shitty movie. Which sucks because I do like Ray Romano as an actor, and I just saw The Big Sick finally, and he's so good in The Big Sick.
He's great in The Big Sick.
He is everyone's fantastic. I also saw I, Tonya, fantastic. It is this year's Wolf of Wall Street.
You definitely just said Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. It's this year's Wolf of Wall Street.
Woof, woof. We're on Wall Street.
Okay, we are divergent. We have diverged.
Woof, woof, woof. I'm on Wall Street.
Yeah, it's one of the Air Bud movies. They just made it's
oh
Snow it's Snow Buddies.
Yeah.
And they made Spooky Buddies,
yeah.
which is the Halloween one. And then they're like, cool, we're going to totally change things up. It's the dog is a CEO of a company.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, I love that movie, Dances with Wolves.
That's good. That's also part of the Air Bud universe.
The Air Bud trilogy.
It's a parody. You think it's not a parody of Dancing with Wolves, just the title is. It's actually more of a parody of Flashdance.
Yeah.
But with dogs.
Yeah, with dogs.
Oh, God. In my
Bacon, where are you putting this?
I, in the Adam Sandler list, put Grown Ups 2 in front of
yes,
Grown Ups.
Yes, I do recall.
So, therefore, it has to be... Above Grown Ups in my situation, which that's way down third to last. So to me, I'm looking, is it better? Is Grown Ups 2 better than The Zookeeper? You know what, Murray? It's not better than The Zookeeper.
Wow.
And we have another situation where you have to read Grown Ups 2. Okay, enough time has been wasted. Let's get right into this movie.
Yeah.
Plot synopsis. After 6 years of keeping our mall safe, Paul Blart has earned a well-deserved vacation. He heads to Vegas with his teenage daughter before she heads off to college. But safety never takes a holiday. And when duty calls, Blart answers. That is the most... I get all these from IMDb. That's the longest one.
Quick question. Yeah. Do you think the teenage daughter is going to be the same girl or be a recast?
Recast.
I think it's going to be a recast.
It's going to be
too.
A recast, even though because she was like one of the best parts of that film.
I think it's going to be a recast, but I hope to be surprised.
Yeah, me too. If you're going to get a hold of us, you can call us at 405-418-6273. That is 405-418-NARD. If you want to leave us a message about anything, whatever, and we'll play it on the podcast. Email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. Our Twitter is sandlerplsstop. You can find us on Facebook if you just search for it. Facts about this movie. Its budget was $30 million. It made $71 in the U.S.
How?
And $107
you guys,
worldwide.
Come on.
The host of the podcast, Till Death Do Us Blart, have decided to live their lives watching the film every Thanksgiving for the rest of their lives.
Oh, my God.
That's just once a year.
But yeah, that's just easy. Once a year. How does that podcast exist? They only have
once
like five episodes.
Yeah.
One per year.
Yep. If that is the case, I really love that podcast. If they just put out one episode a year, I love them. Format, we watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up.
Our plop card, excuse me.
The plop card, yes. And just in case that there's something that we absolutely need to talk about, have we used one?
No, we still have yet to use a plop card.
I don't think we've used one, but I haven't edited all the episodes yet, so we'll see.
This could be it.
This could be it, but probably not. Marie, are you ready to watch?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Woof.
Paul Nard, Blart Cop.
Woof, woof, let's
woof,
do it.
Let's do it. Woof, woof. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. 30
is
minutes done.
Most certainly woof.
Woof. Woof on this movie.
Woof on this movie.
Oh, Buzz, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Woof. I'm going to say my biggest problem with this movie is that it takes Paul Blart canon, it takes the history of Paul Blart, and in the first 3 minutes of the film, destroys the first movie.
Yeah.
The first movie,
remember,
pointless.
Remember the woman? She divorced him.
After six days.
Remember the sweet mom, old lady? She dies.
Killed
by a milk truck.
And they don't, it's not even played like as it's sad. It's played off as
it's
a joke. It's played for laughs. Why is she gone? Like, why can't she
probably because she like didn't want to do the second movie. So they had to like
100% didn't want to do the second movie. Just recast her then.
Yeah, I don't know.
And have her be like, all right, well, you have fun in Vegas. Like just one scene.
Right.
Or whatever. No, they've ruined Paul Blart canon.
Canon. Just saying Paul Blart has canon is so fucking absurd.
I said, yeah, they are. One of the first things that we find out is, one, Paul Blart gets to go to Las Vegas for a dumb convention thing.
For a dumb security conference.
And at the same time,
his
daughter gets accepted into UCLA.
Yeah.
And doesn't, and can't tell him?
Because, just because of some innocuous, like, it's been a hard time for me, but because... you're here, daughter. I can get through anything. And then he proceeds to like emotionally gaslight her.
Yep.
At every turn.
Yep. It is so off-putting. It is so stupid. And it's really weird considering I just watched Lady Bird, which has this thing of like getting accepted into a college that your parents do not want you to go to.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, and it's played so real and it's played so honest, and it's such a great movie. And then to see it on the flip side in a movie
played
like this
so
doing
terribly,
it, it's
yeah.
like, oh my fucking god. Oh, I said good to know that Paul Blart is still an asshole.
Yeah.
Still a huge asshole.
An enormous asshole. Still bumbling, stumbling through lines, making shit up, making excuses for his inadequacies.
Saying that he's still a bigger deal than he is.
Yeah, we still have the same hypoglycemia jokes. They're still going.
Yeah. And it needs to be pointed out. So he lost 80, 90 pounds for Here Comes the Boom, and we were not kind. We should have been way more kind. He gained.
Looks terrible.
He has looked the worst he has ever looked. Zookeeper was fine.
Yeah.
This, 100% tell he's wearing man Spanx.
Yeah,
still,
and they make fun of him for it.
Yeah,
but
and
still.
As which they should. Because, like, he doesn't move. Like, his body's just held in there.
Yeah.
Like, his gut doesn't jiggle. It's tough.
Tough to see.
And he can't do the same physical gags. Like, he physically can't do the same physical gags.
Yeah, that's true.
He hasn't done a physical gag yet.
No. Except for, like, CGI getting hit by a car.
And that's it. So that wasn't even
him. They love people getting hit by cars in this film.
That's so funny.
We've seen it, like, three times. Like, what the fuck?
Also, now Kevin James films are starting to pick up the Adam Sandler thing of if you do an Adam Sandler film, you are automatically in the next one.
Yes. So the guy who was the trainer, the like Dutch
clearly an old UFC fighter
from Here Comes the Boom. He's just like randomly back as a bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, also that weird guy in ESL class.
Like no discernible reason.
No. It's literally just the cast just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It's really bad. It is the same daughter, though.
Same daughter. Yes. So we were proven wrong. It's the same daughter. So we maybe didn't mention this, but Kevin James' brother, something Valentine. It's like his name's like Bill Valentine or Joe Valentine or something.
Whatever.
That is his actual brother.
Yeah.
Kevin James' real last name is Valentine.
Yep.
Don't know why he didn't go with that. Doesn't matter. His brother has been in a lot of these films. And in this film in particular, he is in like the scariest face makeup of all time. Like they like jack his face to the side and then like they make him bald but with like a spiky gray.
Yeah, he has like the horseshoe gray hair, but they make it spiky like a faux hawk.
It's
so cool.
It's so good. Sexy. I mean,
it is.
It's sexual. Oh, for God. Sure.
And he has glasses with gold frames.
Yes. It's it's really bizarre. Man, like,
it is so good.
It's really, really bizarre. And he's just like a security fanboy person.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, man. Then I wrote down Kevin James, a fat American Hugh Grant. Oh, he's stumbling. I'm so sorry.
Not hot at all.
Well, yeah, that's it. And not, also not hot. But
a fat, not hot Hugh. not charming Hugh Grant.
Right. Well, Kevin James has never punched a prostitute.
God. But I guess, yeah, good for him.
Well, Hugh Grant has. So there you go. Now, I'm saying all this. It is awful. It destroys the whole first movie. I'm enjoying this more than the first film.
Because there's like a little more substance to it. We were so bored.
The first one is just like paint by numbers.
This at least has more like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
It's very stupid.
It's so bad. I love it so far. Right. I am really enjoying how bad this is.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've covered everything.
Okay, yeah. Let's watch 30 more minutes of this.
Let's just keep
masterpiece.
Plop card.
Oh, reuse the plop card.
Oh my god, the first plop card. Never in my wildest dreams would I think that I would see such an abomination on screen.
I've watched so many movies where like really gross things happen. I've seen both Hostel movies. I've seen all the Saw movies. This movie. Oh my God.
How did they take something so simple and make it so, so foul?
This is the only thing that in this film that I think is comedy genius. Like, it's something that I've never seen.
I've never seen it before in my life.
Never would think about it.
No. Okay.
This is comedy genius. Whoever wrote this, claps for you. Claps. You win.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So we're watching, and Paul Blart is interrogating a guy in shipping, and it's just like
in the hotel.
It's an innocuous exchange, and then he's like, hey,
just so you guys know, it's a guy that you've seen. He's in tons of movies. He's kind of a weird-looking gentleman. You know what he looks like? He looks like the male farmer from the American Gothic painting.
Yes, yeah, I agree. We'll look up his name after this, but we just need to get through this. He's like looking for information about who's staying in the executive suite. Turtle-looking guy, is like, hey, can I eat my lunch while we talk? Well, Paul's like, yeah, sure. So he starts questioning him, and this dude pulls out the nastiest, blackest...
Black banana. Which I couldn't tell what
like
it was.
Like, the most rotten... Yeah, yeah, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell what it was when he first pulls it out.
I've never seen a black banana like that.
Rotted.
It's so awful. And then the only reason why we know is because Paul Blart goes...
Oh,
that's the blackest banana I've ever seen.
And He's like, I don't think you should eat that. I don't. And then the guy proceeds to eat it.
Peels it, and it looks like a potato is the banana. It's brown. It's so brown. It's brown mush. And then he puts it up to his mouth, and he has these. He has, like, his two front teeth are bigger and whiter than the rest of his teeth. So it's like a bunny man eating it. He eats it. And then talks to him with his mouth full.
Oh, God. It is foul. I honestly, Bacon, I thought I was going to have to puke in your toilet. Like, honestly, watching it. I was about to, like, remove myself and go puke.
You guys, it is so, oh my God, I am so upset at, like, how bad this movie is and how such a fantastic joke was ever lost on the world because of this. I just love in comedy when you're able to make people laugh, but also at the same time, while they're laughing, be having another immediate
visceral reaction.
Yeah, and the reaction is, oh my God, that's disgusting. I'm going to throw up. But also, this is so funny. I can't turn away.
Oh my God, that's the blackest banana I've ever seen.
Oh my God. Rewinding it. Watching it again. I kind of want to watch it again. Oh my God. So good. You guys.
It's insane. We'll post a clip of the banana if we can. The banana scene.
I'll see if I can find the banana scene. Yeah. If not, I'm going to make my own. I'll make a quick video. Oh my God. You guys. This scene alone has already elevated the movie.
Our first plop card. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Every other plop card in the entire world is going to be worthless.
It's not going to compare to this plop.
All right, well, we have to get back to the movie. Let's get back to the movie. This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life. We're now an hour into Paul Blart Mall Cop, and our lives have completely changed.
He just did a Cirque du Soleil show. It's out of control.
It's madness. You guys, it's so similar to Barnyard, where the first 30 minutes we were upset and hated it, and then all of a sudden
it just gets weird.
Yeah.
And I'm into it.
I am so into how bad this movie is. I've bought into everything. Like, wow.
I mean, I hate how delighted I was when he put on wings and became part of the Cirque du Soleil show. And the music is like,
it's so serious. It's very. The music is so serious. It's so good.
It's so good.
And then his brother is out there.
Yeah.
In the stupid hair. Yeah. With what's her name?
Valentine. And Anna Gasteyer plays
Anna
his
Gasteyer.
Wife.
And love her.
She's so great. Like, she's like gripped by it. And even when Paul Blart comes on, she's like, oh. Oh my God.
Ooh, hi.
Well, I could see you up there.
Yeah. I'm going to say this right now. Need more Anna Gasteyer in films.
Please, more Anna.
She got fucking shortchanged. She didn't get her movies. She didn't get her just dues.
No. She did tour with Wicked.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
She played Elphaba, so.
I wrote down amazing set pieces for fault. Dang it. I wrote down amazing set pieces for fault.
Oh my God, Bacon.
I wrote amazing set pieces for Paul Blart to do. This film is literally just, what can we have Paul Blart be doing?
Yeah, it's Vegas. Let's think about all the weird, hilarious stuff in Vegas.
And it'll just be Paul Blart getting in weird situations.
Yeah.
And the first part of the movie doesn't have that, and it's annoying.
But, well, there's a hint when he gets in a fight with a large bird.
That's the beginning of our 30 minutes, Marie. Yeah. So it's after the first 30 minutes.
So it's after the first 30 minutes.
That is the first thing of, like, hey guys, just so you know, this is basically a sketch show now.
Yeah.
Where we wrote sketches for Paul Blart to be into. So we went to Las Vegas because that has basically everything we need.
Right.
So we wanted him to fight a crane.
Yeah.
A gold crown crane, I think that is.
Gold crown, please. I can't wait to find out what the bird's name really is. Because Gold Crown Crane is so funny. But I doubt it's called a Gold Crown Crane. Oh my God.
Gonna look that up real quick.
Oh my god.
Because you can't ask Google to explain a picture to you.
There's like a white crane, Fraser crane. Fraser crane. I just broke bacon. What is it called? What is it called?
It's called the gray-crowned crane.
It's called the gray-crowned crane?
Because it's gray.
Oh, you were so close with the gold-crowned crane.
I'll count.
Plume of feathers on top is gold.
Yeah, but it's a gray crane. The color of it's gray, but it has a crown. So that makes sense.
It's native to southern Africa.
Yep. Oh, my God. Also, cranes are dicks, you guys. That's so you don't see them in a lot of zoos.
Yeah, I mean, look at Fraser, right?
Yeah. I wrote down after the bird assault, I wrote down, when does the blarting happen?
We want more blarting.
I want more blarting.
Well, we just had it. We just had it with the Cirque du Soleil scene.
I don't know. What's the bad guy's plan exactly? What are they doing?
They're like stealing
artifacts?
Pricey art?
From hotels?
From a hotel? Why would a hotel have like... a real gilded Buddha head.
Also, out in the open for anybody to take. That is apparently worth millions.
Yeah.
Also, if you are a bad group of bad guys, why is that your way of getting money?
Also, Paul Blart's daughter and like the cutie little boy God.
We didn't talk
about
how Marie is in love with this 18-year-old boy in the movie.
I feel like he's past the age of consent now, so it's okay for me to think he's cute, but... In any event, Paul Blart's daughter and the cutie dude that she's talking to, she's been chatting with, they leave a party, like walk out an adjacent door and are suddenly in...
The presidential suite?
The presidential suite.
Where all the bad guys are.
Where all the bad guys are.
Like, two kids have gone in there. You have guys just standing around with guns, and apparently there's just an open doorway to another room.
But it was also just like the adjacent door to the other suite.
Yeah. Like what?
What the hell?
No, that's annoying. The rest
it was really
is perfect.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
But
as long as it's just somebody needs to edit this down so it's just the Paul Blart parts. Paul Blart parts. It's just
the
those
parts.
The Blart parts. Yeah. Welcome to Blart parts.
Forget the beginning. Start at the bird assault, and then like work your way.
This film should start at bird assault.
Then we get the black banana. Then we get the Cirque du Soleil. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh, I cannot wait. You want to go? Just watch.
Let's
30?
Just keep going. All
right, let's do it. Let's keep going. We have finished Paul Blart Mall Cop, and I just want you guys to know that I would have used my very first plop card if it wasn't the very last scene of the movie.
Yeah, the very last. I mean, the back half of this took a dive a little bit.
Yeah, it was. The middle is definitely the high point.
Yeah.
And then it gets into, like, not as fun. It's not having as much fun.
It has to, like, resolve its own plot, so it just gets cliche.
And this is like one of those things of like in improv, an improv thing is not worrying about the plot because nobody cares about the plot if it's funny. And unfortunately, that's really hard to translate into like actual writing.
Yeah.
But this movie totally did not need to resolve its plot.
Yeah. But they save the daughter. The
surprise.
Art gets saved.
At one
point, Paul Blart saves the day.
Paul Blart has to go from one... hotel tower to another hotel tower via grappling hook.
Yeah.
And it is terrifying.
That was pretty absurd.
That was very absurd.
But
so
also,
weird.
He just like kind of scooches over like a knot in the grappling hook.
Why is there a knot in the grappling? Impossible.
But like, you would just die. You wouldn't be able to scooch over it. You would fall to your death.
There's no way. That thing would sag. He would lose his grip so quickly.
Yeah.
So quickly. Especially during panic mode. Yeah, you're done, so.
But
anyway.
Other than that, do we want to talk about the ending? Because nobody cares about it. Like, everything was resolved.
No, his daughter's fine. Everything is stupid. Here's what you do. You start via bird bird assault scene where Kevin James is being assaulted by a bird. And you watch that as long as it's enjoyable to you, and then as soon as it starts to take a dive, turn it off. It's not worth it.
Exactly.
Or just skip to the very end, the very last scene.
Yes.
And the very last scene, finally, Kevin James sees another woman. She's not a supermodel or somebody even beyond a supermodel.
She's a horse cop.
She's a horse cop, and she's a normal woman, which is like what this should be. And she writes him a ticket for jaywalking. He fucking loves it. So once he gets the ticket, he smacks the horse's butt. The horse kicks him in the head and chest area.
Yeah.
Which would kill you.
Yes.
It would 100%
kill you.
Also,
this horse, we need to say, is like a Clydesdale.
It's a huge horse.
It's an enormous horse.
Even, no, if you get kicked by a donkey, you could die. But, a donkey.
Like, the horse that they have this woman on is Donkey.
Donkey. Donkey.
Callbacks to other episodes.
That's for our fans who listen to every episode.
Yeah.
All 300 of you.
It's just an enormous horse, and they CGI him getting kicked the shit out of.
Yeah, and flying and flipping. He looks like it's the worst ragdoll physics that they've used. And he hits the side of a car, dents the car like it's getting tested for a safety thing, falls on the ground, and is fine.
Yeah, is fine. And
his
she's
back
like,
would
whoa,
be broken. His chest okay cavity there? Be sunken in. He would not be able to breathe. He would be dead.
Yeah, but he's fine. He's saved by love.
He is. And they fall in love. And I can't wait for the third one. And I hope they stay together forever. I hope the third one is literally him not doing any blarding. It's just him.
No blarding.
No blarding. It's just him.
He's retired from blarding.
Yeah, and he has the old daughter who's going to UCLA, and he has a baby because he decided to have another kid with her. And everything's just going good. And it's just a real honest...
a real honest
how everything
film.
Goes and how he is...
slice of life film.
He has achieved his lifelong dream.
Yeah.
And he has everything he needs, and he's well off. And he's just a family man now. He's going to focus on his daughters.
But
make sure they have the bacon. Best future. What?
Safety
never takes a holiday. Oh no! And then it flips.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would love to see that. Marie, you have anything else you want to say?
No.
All right, let's get right into the rankings. Marie, where are you going to put Paul Blart 2, The Most Blart?
It's going under Barnyard.
Under Barnyard. Yeah. Wow. Number 2. Number 2.
I mean, it's so bad that it's delightfully enjoyable. And that middle half, that like middle third redeems it so good. Well.
So good.
That's the blackest banana I've ever seen.
That scene alone elevates it. One of the most... Oh, did you not write it in? Yeah, they just took it from you? Oh, you got to write two.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you, Bacon?
Well, let's just go over yours first. Here are Marie's rankings from worst to first. Grilled, Grown Ups 2, Zookeeper, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Grown Ups, Here Comes Da Boom, Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Dilemma, Hitch, Paul Blart 2, Barnyard. The top two films are Barnyard and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, both of which are incoherent.
They're
fever
like,
dreams.
Yeah.
There's a scene.
They're altered reality.
There's a scene in which a cow gives birth in Barnyard, and there's a singing donkey outside, and it starts a whole, like, Lion King-esque song. Yeah. So amazing. Marie, after watching that middle part, I'm like, this is going to be my number one. This is 100% going to be my number one. But then the last half happens, and here's why I'm going to put it at number two as well, is because... Barnyard, the first 30 minutes was not enjoyable, but then the whole last hour was madness.
It was, yes.
Pure madness.
Pure insanity.
And every time it would take a turn, you were just like, I was not expecting that turn.
But then it would take another, and you'd be like, where are we?
Now we're singing. And like, oh, so good. And this movie, only the middle part does that, unfortunately. Oh, it really makes me sad to put it here. It is a really good film. It does have, if we were just ranking them by scenes, by far the number one scene is that we've ever seen on Adam Sandler Please Stop or this one is the banana scene.
God, oh, he eats it. It looks so bad. I think he really ate one.
He did. Marie, what is mine from worst to
from
first?
From worst to first, Bacon's movies are Grilled, Here Comes the Boom, Grown Ups, Grown Ups 2, Zookeeper, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Paul Blart Mall Cop, Hitch, The Dilemma, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, and Barnyard.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like we have to shout it out to Anna Gasteyer, though. Like,
yes.
She was such a great presence in the film.
Yes.
She's a minimal character, but like even at the end, her hair is like super blown out.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a bedazzled Celine dress.
Celine Dion is so good.
And we know like from SNL, she used to do Celine impressions. It's just like,
Love it. Chef kiss. So good. Love to see you in another movie. I feel like she would also like, do you think that she would like to do serious stuff? I'd like to see her in something serious.
Yeah, I think she might. Has, perhaps. I don't know. I'd have to look up her IMDb.
We'll pay attention if she's coming to any theater shows in Chicago.
She was in the live version of Wicked. The Christmas Story musical. She was the best part of it.
On Fox?
Yeah, on Fox.
I heard so many bad things about that.
She was one of the best parts of it. Her and Jane Krakowski were like the only good thing going.
Marie, next week, do you know what we're watching?
Yeah.
You should.
True memoirs
of an international assassin.
what a fucking title. Jesus
what a title
Christ.
Also, it's a Netflix only film, and we know that they had just around the same time The Do-Over came out, like, or this came out
seems similar to The Do-Over.
So they might have just filmed both these movies at the same time to save money. That would explain so much about The Do-Over and this one. I'm not looking forward to this.
I'm not either. I'm very concerned.
Now, after Barnyard, we did say that Kevin James shouldn't stop. Or Kevin James should start, is what we said. Then obviously we have gone back on that, and he's done several times, never start Kevin James.
Yeah.
Marie, because it's been pushed so far down into the depths of nothingness that is Kevin James, was this movie enough to bring it up to say that Kevin James should start?
It's still not enough.
Yeah. I would say that it brought it up 50% from where it was,
but that is still so far. The middle part, like, even as amazing as the Black Banana bit was, it's still not enough.
Well, Black Banana bit, I would say, is 80% of bringing it up and 20% of the rest of the movie is bringing it up. Like, and 5% of that is Bird Fight. So in order for it to get to Kevin James Should Start and us being wrong, for me, True Memoirs of an International Assassin is going to have to be my new favorite movie. It is going to have to take out...
Yeah, it has to take
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And become my favorite movie.
Oh, your favorite movie ever. I thought you meant more favorite than Barnyard.
My favorite movie ever, Murray.
Yeah, I don't want him to start. He should not start.
He should not start. Kevin James, never start.
Black Banana.
Corporate sent me here to check up on you and your coworkers. Random selection, no need to get too nervous.
Is it okay I eat my lunch?
Sure, yeah, you might as well. I'm just going to fire some questions at you, though, vis-a-vis this particular shipment here. Now, where exactly did it... Wow, that is the brownest banana I've ever seen. That's borderline black. I wouldn't eat that if I were you. That's...
You're eating it. He's eating it. I'm going to throw up a little bit, I think. I think that's poison. Oh, that's sickening.
Oh. Where did this ship from?
I don't know. Some man brought a bunch of these down from the presidential suite.